Everybody's going crazy on the internet. You and Elect are still cool, right?
Nah, you know what? Big shout out to all hip hop and their edit game. It was like they didn't have me saying nothing I didn't say, but there were certain things. There was one thing in particular I think that skewed the whole view is when I was asked, how do I feel about what Puff said? And I said, oh, I feel him. And then they cut it right there. And then they went on to something else, and it's like, yo, but why could it? I said a lot more after that. You know, I know I said I feel him. It doesn't mean I co-signed the whole situation. Like, that made it look like I was agreeing with Puff and everything was, you know.
With JLEC, yeah.
X, Y, and Z. And the one thing that I said was, I'm not talking about it. Here's what it comes down to. Whatever I say in regards to that situation, as we can already see, is going to be placed under a microscope. I'm not trying to be under a microscope right now because you say one off, halfway off thing, or you just trying to figure out your statement, and they're going to run with it, you know. And then what happens is the first media outlet that gets it headlines it a certain way, but as it travels to other media outlets, the headlines get more and more sensationalized and slanderous to the point where I'm like, now I remember why I don't talk to the press like that or do interviews like that. Because yeah. You say one, especially being that I don't talk that much, when I do talk, you know, certain I have a certain audience, you know, like people who are fans of producers and DJs and whatnot. So anything that I say will get picked up on. And it's like these days, the sensationalism with the headlines is getting out of control. Your people's double XL.
But bottom line,
hold up. Your people's double XL had me out to be Scarface. Just Blaze venue closed over drug charges. Like, I own a club and was selling drugs out the club.
Oh, with Santos. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But just for the record, though, you're still in support of J Electronica. You guys are still good, ultimately.
Yeah, like I said in that interview, me and him had some things we need to discuss. That doesn't mean we have beef. It means I've been off doing my own thing. We've been in communication. He went and did something he had to do. Cool. There's a change of plan now. We got to talk about it because the plan, the plan has been deviated from. It's all good because, you know, like he always says, he's going to do what he's going to do, and he's got a reason for it. Me and him just have to chop it up and say, okay, well, if X, Y, and Z just happened, how do we proceed now? How do you want to proceed? You know, it ain't no beef, no way. Either way, like, I was never trying to sign him to a label. I don't want that headache.
Yeah.
Of having an artist and having to be responsible for none of that. I just want to make music, entertain my other business.
No, you are doing it. Yeah, no, Just, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad I just wanted to clarify real quick for everybody else. But
I get started on
Spotify. Yeah, no. Well, we're going to support, man. We're going to look out for Master the Mix this week, and then Saigon. The album's coming February 15th. No pushbacks, no delays.
No pushbacks, no wig pushbacks.
Thank you, Just. Shay 45.
I'm out. I'm going to sleep.